Jerry, we'll call him Jerry, lives with his fiancée in a rented two-story house in a town of 500 in central Minnesota. He's lived in the area most of his life. Of several dozen sex offenders approached for interviews, Jerry is the only one who agreed to tell his story. It starts with a broken home, an abusive family, and an incident with a firearm, about which this is all Jerry will say.
I was in a compromising situation. I ended up shooting and killing my sister, who was younger than I, my half-sister. That happened when I was 8. I guess that's pretty much when it all started.
The shooting happened when Jerry was living in Alaska with his father. Too young to be charged with a criminal offense, he spent a year under study in a psychiatric ward, was returned to Minnesota, and spent time in a home for troubled youth. At 11, he was released to his family. He started smoking pot. He became a chronic runaway and thief. At 18, he was a convicted check forger and self-described sex addict. At 21, he was jailed for third-degree criminal sexual conduct after assaulting an underage girl.
Some people have crutches. You know, some people are alcoholics. Some people are addicted to chemicals. I was then addicted to sex. I had to have sex whenever, wherever. I sat 6 months for that, I believe. I was just then beginning to realize some of the things that I had done to people around me. I didn't have a direction, nor did I have enough forethought to see a direction. I just knew that I'd done wrong.
Jerry says he's lucky to have spent time in the county jail rather than state prison. Those coming out of the prison system are classified as low, moderate, or high risks to reoffend. High-risk releases are publicized with flyers and press notices. But while Jerry's release was low profile, this is a small town. You don't need flyers to be famous. This former neighbor isn't giving Jerry the benefit of the doubt.
I come home, I believe from work it was. My wife was complaining about the neighbor guy. When she was sunbathing, he was looking out the window, him and his roommate, with binoculars at her. It was scary, you know.
And if you ran into him today?
I wouldn't tell him where I live. I don't want to find out if he's better.
In the stale basement of the county courthouse, probation officer Pat Shorn presides over the files of some 90 clients, including 15 sex offenders. Shorn is stocky, with a heavy handshake and the shoulders of a wrestling coach. If Jerry starts avoiding Shorn, or skipping work, or the weekly mandatory group therapy sessions, Shorn tracks him down and works on his attitude.
Can be anger, could be a deviant fantasy or something. We try to teach them each step of the way along that they can get off that wheel and get on the good side and say, no, I'm not going to do this. That even though they've got a plan and maybe right outside the house or wherever they're going to do, they can still say, no, this isn't for me.
Shorn's been involved with Jerry 10 years, since he was a 15-year-old runaway. In 1998, Jerry started missing meetings, then abruptly left the state without the required travel permit. When he returned, Shorn discovered Jerry had performed a breathtaking dive off the wagon, sexually assaulting his previous victim, who was still underage, stealing and drug dealing. Back to jail he went.
My biggest mistake was saying, well, I'll never do this again. You know, you say you're never going to do it, but you can't predict the future. You know, you never know what kind of situation you're going to be in tomorrow, and you never know how you'll handle it. I don't know. I guess if I believe that there's always a chance that it could happen again, then I keep my guard up, watching out for situations that I shouldn't be in.
Jerry got out just 10 months ago. This time he hopes his focus on work and his young family will help keep him right side up. His fiancée, whom we'll call Lori, just had their first child. She had two previously while living with Jerry's older brother. Seeming older than her 25 years, Lori admits her relationship with Jerry has been expensive.
My dad disowned me. I don't associate with him. That bothers me. Yeah, that hurts. But that's how they are, people. Oh, well. My mother, she got over it, I guess.
Asked if she'd do anything differently, Lori first says maybe, then no.
A lot of people will say, don't you worry? Aren't you scared? No, I'm not. Not one bit, or I wouldn't be here.
Cowboy. At a nearby poultry farm, Jerry and his work partner, Dave, lay up sheets of white steel siding, giving a new look to an aging turkey barn.
Put something behind here, dude, to kind of cover this.
After his release, Jerry says, his record made it hard to find work. He had some construction background, as did Dave, who he met in jail. The two are doing freelance work, taking a job at a time, hoping it turns into a career. Jerry and Dave.
I mean, it'd be nice to get this one done and use it as a reference, you know, get some people to see it. And I mean, this is the first one we've done this size. It looks like a month's going to be pretty tight.
He likes to shut it out every now and then a little early.
He's threatening to make me work a Saturday.
Jerry says he's set these goals for the next 10 years. He wants to marry Lori and buy a house with her. He wants to build a respected and prosperous business. And he wants to explain his past to his kids before it gets explained to them by someone else.
I look back and say, yeah, if this and if that, but you know what they say, if ifs and buts were bolts and nuts, they're not. You know, it did happen. I don't think I'll ever be able to earn back the trust and respect of everyone. There's always going to be people that are going to think that that was a bad thing. Regardless of what you're doing today, that's what you did then. There'll always be people that won't be able to get over that.
For his neighbors who want to get over it, Jerry says his door is open. Especially in small towns, he believes, a sex offender's best chance at a normal life is a transparent life. Leif Enger, Minnesota Public Radio.